Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today I'll be doing a Q&A because I could not start my series and I promised you guys something. So the first question was, what's one thing that could make you hate someone's character? The second question is, do you believe in traditional gender roles? The third one is not really a question, but it's Cameron telling me she loves me. I love you so much too. The fourth question is, what motivates you to be the best version of yourself? Question five is, what do you think about how the world views your religion? Number six, it's quite a hefty one. What do you identify as in regards to your sexuality? Okay, answering question one, I think I don't necessarily feel like I hate, because hate is like such a strong emotion and it takes up so much time to hate something. So I wouldn't say I hate, but there are some, you know, parts of someone's character that I could dislike. And I'm assuming when you say one thing that could make you hate someone's character, you're talking about the bad side of their character. You know, I feel like there's such a wide range of things, so I'm not really going to focus on one thing. My number one thing I could say is like lack of integrity. Okay, the dictionary definition of integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. I mean, that's rare to come about these days, where you can literally trust someone to be honest with you and not lie to you. And this is something I've really noticed that is lacking more and more as the generations proceed. Especially our generation, we're so obsessed with fitting in that we lose ourselves. People lie every day just to fit into the society that we have now. Like, society is ever changing. Like in the 50s, you wouldn't say someone is lying on social media so they can get, you know, famous or whatever. I don't know, that's a bad example, but I'm sure you catch my drift. I remember one of my friends telling me, oh, I don't like this girl because she lies a lot. She feels like she has to pretend so much just so we can accept her, but we have already accepted her. So I don't know why she feels to go the extra mile and make herself look so perfect and has everything. But we really don't care about those things. And so I thought, how superficial we've become as a generation. It's actually quite sad, and I know many of you might not agree, but if you look in between the lines, you actually see it. Integrity happens like automatically. It's something that grows with your character so much that you can do things when you're alone that show that you have high integrity or have integrity in the first place. Like, I'm not sure exactly how to go there, but then it interlinks with being fake, because you're going to put out this smile in public, but behind closed doors, what you do to your family, what you do to your friends, what you do to the people around you, both of those treatments do not correlate, you know? We're all human, so I won't really like expect too much integrity from people, because that then again that will make me a hypocrite. That will make me seem like I'm prejudiced against someone else, because there's a very thin line, it's almost faded, in which you can want someone to have integrity and also becoming a hypocrite yourself, because you're expecting so much from another human being, but do you give the same? Do you act the same? Do you show the values that you want to see in someone else? But my main point is, what I dislike is someone who doesn't have integrity, you know, something like that, is because it gets to a point where your lack of integrity becomes an annoyance in my life, where I tell you something and then you tell the whole world. Like, I usually don't mind when you tell one person, but like when it becomes a topic of discussion, my struggles become a topic of discussion, and people are coming up to me and saying, oh, I heard this, I heard that. That's where your lack of integrity becomes a trouble. It becomes an annoyance. And it also ruins your character. Integrity is one of the most important things. It ruins how everyone else sees you. And the people close to you, because people close to you will tell you a secret. You go and tell everyone else. Now everyone else thinks badly about you and the person whose secret you exposed. So really, check yourself. I'm checking myself on a daily basis. You know, sometimes I just sit down and like, I really should not have done that. I regret that so much. And also scout my own friends and be like, okay, this one I can't tell anything. This one I can tell everything, my whole life. And she will never betray my trust. So it really affects you as a human being. That's why I dislike this one the most. Because integrity is so important. You can't portray a character that you're not. You can't be kind to strangers and not to your own friends. Not to the people around you. People in your school. People at work. People at church. People wherever. So you constantly have to check yourself, because it's something that is so important. it affects you on a daily, even the smallest things. And that's actually one of like my pet peeves. When someone denies me of my integrity, when someone lies about me, it actually riles me up because I know what lack of integrity does. It can ruin anything and everything. So that's my number one thing, but not my only thing. Okay, I think I've exhausted that question. I don't think I should go any further because it will take up time for all the other questions. Okay, thank you, Coco, for that question. And so thank you guys for listening to my podcast. I think with time, things will improve. But thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love and support. Thank you so much. Cheers.